firstly, Tom, it's great to get league football. You know, we didn't have it last summer, and then obviously it was interrupted for the 2020 minor. So it's just brilliant. I think everybody's in agreement. It's great to get four or five league games. It's great to get a look at players, to see where you're at panel-wise, try different things. You know, otherwise you'd be going looking friendlies, which just are not the same, you know what I mean? So that's the first thing. It's great to have that league campaign. And we sort of use the campaign to, number one, try and get a bit of rhythm going with the players, but number two, to try and find players that can compete, that we feel that could compete at this level. And to get to the league final was a bonus, absolutely. It was great. And Saturday was a really, really good competitive game, and I've no doubt it would have helped both ourselves and Tyrone, you know, because it was, you can't beat really competitive games like that there.
Yeah, and you know, people might say it's only a league final, but really when a game like that starts, the competitive instinct comes out in players, doesn't it?
Oh, totally, and then you add in,
if it doesn't, they won't be there the next day.
No, that's it, and then you add in the old Tyrone Derry rivalry, you know what I mean, as well. Yeah. So no, it was, as you say, it was a bit of a championship feel to it, you know what I mean, in terms of intensity and pace. We felt it was a step up from maybe some of the league games that we had played in terms of the pace required. You know, Tyrone had been very comprehensive in their group, so we were going in very much wondering where we're at, you know. So there was many aspects of Saturday's performance that were pleasing, and there were many that we weren't happy with, you know what I mean? But that's always the way every day you go out, Tom.
Did you get to use many players or look at many players?
Yeah, we did. Well, to be honest, we were missing, you know, we because of the late run of the Ulster schools, we had boys involved with the Maharaa Ranafast team, and then we had a couple of lads that were in St Mary's Marafelt, and they were in their run to the Hogan semi-final, which was brilliant for them getting football. But it meant that we weren't together as such, so we only came together as a full group the week before the league started. So it didn't leave us a lot of time, and we're still learning about players. Mm. And, you know, we did use quite a number of players during the league and looked at them in an environment. But sometimes it's difficult when you throw a lad into a game with 15 minutes to go, you know what I mean? It's not really fair on him at times. So, you know what I mean? But it was still, it was really, really useful. Really, really useful.
And maybe if, you know, obviously the guys that were away with St. Pat's Mara and Marafelt, you know, you weren't worried about them because they were getting quality football anyway.
Yeah, totally. That's one big thing we would have in Derry, that, you know what I mean, when they are with the schools and the clubs, that there's great coaching going on, and they're playing at a high level, which you can't beat.
Yeah. And tell me now, the games are all played. You're what, as we said, a week out from the championship, a little week and a half or so out from the championship. How close are you to having your 15 or your 20 or your 21 or 2 players that you're going to use?
You probably would have an idea at this stage, Tom. You know what I mean? We'll take a look at more boys this week in training, and we'll just try and narrow it down. I think we're, you know, you have an idea what your team's going to be. There's a number of places still up for grabs, absolutely. And we'll obviously have to look at Armagh to see if we can try and plan for them a wee bit as well. You know, but no, that's the advantage of having a league campaign. You're going in and you sort of half know what players are up to it or not, you know.
And is COVID still an issue, or?
Oh, it's still out there, that's for sure. And you have to be absolutely aware of it and everything that you do and the environment of training, even when you put boys in, that you put boys into. Like if you're doing any video work, stuff like that there, you have to be aware of that. And obviously with so many boys still at school and the pressure that they're under at school, COVID's still out there, and it still definitely will play a part in this championship. You just have to keep your fingers crossed that you don't get affected by it.
Have you got to see Armagh at all, or have you got any knowledge on them?
We haven't seen them, no. Haven't seen them. Knowledge, just whatever bits of reports that you can try and garner from the internet, Tom. That's just about the height of it, but sometimes it can be misleading, sometimes it can be helpful, you know what I mean? So, but we'll find out soon enough, you know.
And tell me, have you got many in last year's team that would have played in the championship?
Well, last year's team, Tom, as you remember, we were sort of running side to side with the 2020 minors that won the Laird, because that was played late. So last year's team never really got a proper chance as such. We were pulled all over the place. But from the team that started that day, there's three, four lads back, you know, so they are. And good lads. No, we're very happy with the panel that we have. The boys are working really hard, and they've, you know, they've good attitude, so they have. So,
And who are the lads that are back?
Captain Ryan McNichol, he would have started last year. Rory Forbes, he would have played from Ballinday, would have played for St Mary's Marafelt. Kieran Chambers from Ballaghy, and Owen Higgins from Dungiven. They would have played a part last year.
Would you have many of the Mahara boys or the St Mary's boys?
The from the St Mary's Mara Felt panel, there's two lads, Rui Forbes being one of them. The other lad would be a sub. And from the Mahara Ranafast team, there'll be there's nine in the panel now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So how many of them start? We just haven't fully decided yet, you know.
Yeah. So how has preparations gone in general? Obviously, you haven't had time since the league final, but since you got them all together.
Well, as I say, you know what I mean, with the short time that we've been together, you're just trying to get as much work crammed in as possible. And that's one good thing about a backdoor championship, that, you know what I mean, at least you'll at least get another week, you know what I mean, more time to develop that sort of stuff. It's important when a lad gets a chance to play or be part of a minor panel, you want them to be afforded the time that he can give of his best. And, you know, it has been tight with schools football, but we're just trying to max out on our preparation now at the minute and get as much work onto them as possible. And hopefully we'll carry on for another week or two anyway.
And carrying any knocks or bruises, or have you any concerns about anybody?
Oh, we do. We have a few lads from knocked from the weekend. We have a couple of lads didn't feature, or a lad or two didn't feature at the weekend as a result of knocks, and then we have a few long-term injuries, unfortunately, as well, so they're not going to be available for their Armagh game, and we'll just have to see what...
And who were the long-term injuries?
Dara McGurk and Tom Quinn, two lads that definitely would be featuring now, you know what I mean? Yeah. As I say, they'll not be ready for Armagh, but we'll just have to see where we're at after that.